The reservists, now known as Boyar Force, had only 30 kilometers between them and the Chinese, and Senior Lieutenant Komonov and his men were ready to pay them a visit. The throaty rumble of his own diesel engine was answered by the thunder of 200 others, and Boyar started moving northeast through the hills. Peng and his command section raced forward, calling ahead on their radios to clear the way. Soon they reached the command section of the 302nd Armored, commanded by Major General Ji Li, a squat officer who looked like one of his tanks. "Are you ready, Ji?" Peng asked.
"We are ready."
"Well, shall we observe from the front together?"
"Yes."
Ji jumped aboard his own command tank. Peng immediately established a direct radio connection. "Lead on, Ji. I want to see that gold mine soon." It was a good spot, Alexandrov thought. He was on a slope that faced south, rather like a lengthy ramp. The sun was starting to crest the eastern horizon. Pasha had a spare coat and lay his rifle across it, standing in the open top hatch of the BRM, looking through the telescopic sight of his rifle.
"There," Buikov pointed. "Just off the trees to the left."
Alexandrov laid his binoculars on the fleeting shape. It was a Chinese infantry carrier. He lifted his radio.
"This is Green Wolf 1, enemy in sight. One infantry track coming north. We'll advise."
"Understood, Green Wolf."
"Lordy, lordy," Major Tucker observed. "They've bunched up some." It was Grace Kelly again, looking down on the battlefield to be. Colonel Zaliev and Tolkunov stood behind him, speaking in Russian over their individual telephones to the 265th Motor Rifles command post. There were now nearly three divisions to meet the advancing Chinese. Plus, Tucker saw, a shitload of attack helicopters. Joe Chink was driving into a motherfucker of an ambush. Then a shadow crossed under Grace Kelly. It was two squadrons of F-16C fighter bombers, and they were armed with smart pigs. That was the nickname for JSOW, the Joint Standoff Weapon. The night before, other F-16s had gone into China and struck at the line of border radar transmitters, knocking them off the air. That denied the Chinese foreknowledge of the inbound strike. The F-16s were several minutes early for the mission and circled while awaiting word to attack. "How much farther to the reconnaissance screen?" Peng asked.
2 more kilometers," Ji replied over the radio.
"But that might not be a good idea. It is the job of lieutenants to find the enemy, not the job of senior generals."
"Is there any reason to believe the enemy is nearby?"
"We are in Russia. They're here somewhere."
"He is correct, Comrade General,"
Colonel Hua Chenggong pointed out to his commander.
"Rubbish. Go forward.
Tell the reconnaissance element to stop and await us. A good commander leads from the front," he announced over the radio.
"Oh, shit," Ji observed in his tank. "Peng wants to show off his tzi-tzi.
Move out," he ordered his driver. "Let's lead the Emperor to the recon screen." "Why did they stop?" Buikov asked. The PLA tracks had suddenly halted and now the crews dismounted.
"What's this?"
"Tank. Enemy tank. Coming around the left edge."
"I see it,"
Alexandrov reported.
"Just one? Only one tank? Oh.
All right, there's a carrier with it."
"It's a command track. Look at all those antennas," Buikov called.
"There they are," the driver called back. "The reconnaissance section, 2 kilometers ahead, Comrade General."
"Excellent," Peng observed,
standing up to look out the top of his command track. There was G in his command tank, 30 meters off to the right.
"Pull up alongside the reconnaissance track."
"Who the hell is this?"
Captain Alexandrov wondered aloud.
"It's a general. Has to be. Look at that clean uniform,"
Buikov told the others as he slewed his turret around.
"Pasha," Alexandrov asked, "ever kill an enemy general before?"
"No,"
Gogol admitted, drawing the rifle in very tight and allowing for the range. Then there was a flash.
"Yes,"
Gogol said the moment the trigger broke.
"That got him,"
Gogol said positively.
"He's dead."
"Buikov, take those tracks."
"Gladly, Comrade Captain."
And the big machine gun spoke.
"Green Wolf to command."
"Yes, Green Wolf, report."
We just killed 3 enemy tracks, and Sergeant Gogol killed a Chinese general officer. We're getting the fuck away. I think we'll be seeing more chinks soon. Agreed, Green Wolf. Proceed to Divisional CP. Out. Yuri Andreevich, you will have heavy contact in a few minutes. We are watching you on the television now. Then I will smile for the cameras, Sinyavsky promised.